We are wrapping up 2 days of league meetings in San Francisco. It started with Robert Kraft's comments and ended with the commissioner's press conference. Roger Goodell spoke for about 20 minutes on Wednesday on a variety of topics, including new rules on points after touchdowns, also future Super Bowl cities, and relocation. But the majority of his comments were about the Patriots, the Wells report, and Tom Brady's appeal. So here is the commissioner on Wednesday on all topics that relate to the Patriots.
Roger, I'm sure you're aware of what Robert Kraft told us yesterday. Did you have any discussions with him over the last couple of days about how he would handle that? And the other question the NFLPA has asked, that you recuse yourself from the Brady appeal. Will you do that?
Two things. The decision that Robert made was his decision. I admire and respect Robert, as you all know. We've had plenty of discussions over the last couple of weeks. And this was his initiative and something he wanted to do. And I certainly admire the step he took. We may disagree on things, but that's not unusual. That happens. Your second question was on... Yeah, I've been focusing on the meetings. I'm not up to date on that other than the fact that I'm aware of that. We obviously, when we get back tomorrow, we will focus that, give it full due consideration, and make sure that we do the appropriate thing. I'll come back.
Roger, will Robert Kraft's decision for the Patriots to accept their penalties in any way affect Tom Brady's appeal and your hearing of it?
No. Yes.
That's part of it, but let me ask, can you address, would you allow Tom Brady a second chance to show cooperation by, say, turning over emails, and could that help an appeal to you?
You know, I'm not going to get into hypotheticals. We have a process here. It's long established. I look forward to hearing directly from Tom if there's new information or there's information that can be helpful to us in getting this right. I want to hear directly from Tom on that.
How do you address the question of how can you be fair hearing the appeal after you've already meted out judgment?
Well, two things. First off, it was an independent investigation. It was done by Ted Wells. He drew a conclusion about whether there was a violation or not. He drew the facts and drew the investigation. I got a chance to read the report just shortly before you did. And so we've been very transparent on that side of it. The second part is once we had the Wells report, our staff, led by Troy Vincent, who handles these matters on a regular basis and has all spring, immediately began meetings. I participated in some of those meetings, so I understood the discussion that they were having. Troy made a recommendation. I authorized him to go ahead and issue that, as I do in every other case.
Did the league ask for the suspension of those Patriot staffers?
Did what?
Did the league ask the Patriots to suspend those staffers? That hasn't been a report.
No.
We have Ben Bowen, Boston Globe.
Commissioner, just curious, when Ted Wells comes back with his information and his report, the Patriots certainly scrutinized the report and had many issues with some of his conclusions. How much did you scrutinize the report, or did you accept his findings?
Of course. You read the report, you scrutinize it, but that's also why we have a process. So if issues are raised either in the context of an appeal or outside of that, you look at that and what you're trying to do is get it right. And I thought his report was very clear. It was comprehensive. But we are always open if there's new information that can get us to a better place.
Tom Kern.
Roger, Ted Wells' report really didn't look, how you doing? Didn't look inward at the league very much in terms of how it conducted the investigation early on, and both with some of the media leaks and the demeanor of folks early on. Do you feel as if the league has an obligation to be a little bit more transparent in how it was conducted because the Patriots perceive a level of bias from the outset?
Well, Tom, a couple things on that. I think Ted Wells did address that in his report. I think he addressed it. I asked him specifically when I engaged him to evaluate the league's conduct to determine what we could have done differently. And I think he made his views very clear in the report. So I would disagree on that point. That is something that whenever we have an incident, we look at it and we see what could we have done differently, how could we improve, and we'll continue to do that.
The initial media leak of 11 of 13 balls, they kind of hung out there. I think that's really what...
The initial what?
The initial report of 11 of 13 balls, 11 of 12 balls being 2 pounds under. That seemed really to foment public agitation and media agitation. And that kind of stuck out there, and it could have only come from the league. That's what I guess I'm driving at. I should have been more specific.
Well, as I say, we've given all that to Ted. Ted's had the opportunity to evaluate that. So,
Roger, how does it impact you personally and professionally to have Tom Brady, one of the, you know, faces of the NFL, suspended for 4 games?
Listen, anytime anyone's suspended from a game that they love, it's difficult. So any player, coach that were involved with suspending, that decision comes after a great deal of thought, consideration, and recognizing that's a difficult decision. And we're very careful with it, and we're very thoughtful with it. And I have great admiration and respect for Tom Brady, but the rules have to be enforced on a uniform basis, and they apply to everybody in the league. They apply to every club, every individual coach, every individual player, and that is something that we put the game ahead of everything.
Was there any discussion with respect to the pregame handling of footballs and the chain of command and perhaps any changes to the rules?
You mean on our protocol?
Yes.
Yes. There wasn't at the meetings in the last few days only because I think our office first has to establish what changes we want to make. Getting the Wells report now, we want to look at that. We want to evaluate that. What are the appropriate changes to make to our protocol? I do anticipate changes will take place before the 2015 season, but we did not discuss that.
Gary Myers.
Roger, right here.
Hey, Gary.
Hi. After over 100 days of Wells' investigation and 243 pages of his report, assuming you remain as the appeals officer, what would you have to hear from Tom Brady in order to either reduce or vacate his suspension?
You know, Gary, this process has been established. It's been a long in place. It goes back to Commissioner Rozell and several labor agreements, and it's fundamental to what we do. So there's a process in place that we want to follow. The key for us is to be able to allow any information that Tom Brady and his representatives have. I look forward to hearing directly from Tom on that. And is there any new information or information that he can bring more clarity to or something that wasn't considered in the Wells report? I'm not going to get into hypotheticals, but that's the reason for the process. It's why we continue to have an open mind and make sure that we're going to do everything possible to understand all the facts.
Peter Schrager, Fox.
Roger, right here. Having gone through the Mueller report and having the league have the microscope on them with an investigation, giving up the emails, giving up the texts, being open and transparent in that way, did that have any impact on the Patriots and their penalties and how they handled some of their emails and their text messages and private communications?
I'm not sure I'm understanding your question.
When there was an investigation on the league, there was an open book. Here's our stuff. You can
sure.
Look at it. Now, when Brady was asked to provide his stuff, maybe he resisted in giving some of his private communications. Did that have anything to do with the penalties that were imposed and maybe the sanctions that were done?
Well, I think we're very clear in the letter, in Troy's letter, that the non-cooperation was a factor in the discipline. Absolutely. You point out in Director Mueller's investigation, there was full cooperation. He had access to every text, every email, every bit of communication that I had and that anyone in our office had. And there were no restrictions on that whatsoever. So we do expect to have that in investigations. It's an important part of it. And when there isn't full cooperation, that is certainly part of the discipline.
Has there been a day that has been determined to have the Brady appeal? And initially, when you were asked about the NFLPA's request to have yourself recused from the proceedings, you didn't really answer directly, but you've said twice now that you want to hear directly from Tom if there's any new evidence. So that sounds like you're going to handle it.
Well, Bob, I haven't been able to. I think the specific question that was asked is that I haven't had a chance to understand. I believe it came in yesterday. I've been focused on our league meeting. I said that when we get back tomorrow, I'll get due consideration, full consideration to that, and we'll handle it appropriately. So those are things that I just need to get back with our staff. I've been focused on the league meeting for 2 days. I do not know if there's even a date set for the hearing. I just have been focused on matters at hand here.
Jared Bell, back corner.
Oh, hi, Roger.
Hi, Jared.
Philosophically, why is it important for you to be the appeals officer for the Brady case as opposed to, as you've done in other situations, designated someone else to hear it?
Well, Jared, one of the primary responsibilities for a commissioner is to protect the integrity of the game and to do what's right for the game of football. That's my job, and I made this clear at the Super Bowl. It's our job to determine if there's violations of our rules, of our policies, of our procedures, and to enforce those. And it's my job here to make sure that we're doing everything to protect the integrity of the game. We're protecting our policies, our procedures. We have a process that's been negotiated with the union in place. It's been in place for decades. And so it's my responsibility, and it's something that we have in place for a long time, and we're going to do it that way, unless there's some other factor that I'm not aware of, which we'll deal with. I haven't been able to see any of these issues that the union may have sent in the last 24 hours.
That will do it from San Francisco for Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton.